Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host this morning, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a special look at the NFL draft prospect known as Brandon Peters, the quarterback out of Illinois. So be sure if you enjoyed this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of all of our shows on our Instagram account at 100 Football, and of course, our top quality podcast you can listen to every single day at 100 Football on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere listen to podcasts, you can find our show. Every single day we have something being uploaded, so there's always going to be some good football content, I can guarantee it, on our channel. Like I said, we go live each and every week, so please, all of your comments, if you have a video suggestion you want us to do, a certain draft prospect, we got about a month left, so please get them in shortly. If you want to do, you'll see a history special, maybe a player you want to see us try and get on, please put a comment in there, and we will try our best to get them on the show and to get the topic knocked out as quick as possible. And like I said, of course, we couldn't do any of this without the support of our fans, so we thank you all so much for all of your continued support. So let's get into it. Brandon Peters, the quarterback from Illinois. There's a lot about this guy that I like, and I get this is somewhat of a heavy quarterback draft class. It's mostly going to be defensive players, offensive players other than quarterback that everyone's kind of got their eye on. But I feel that, you know, there's a core group, the Kenny Picketts, Malik Willis's of the world. They're all kind of getting their names out there. But you got to forget about the other guys. The guys like Brandon Peters. And this is what I'm here to do, is to give him a proper look at. So let's get into it, the young man from Illinois. So, like I said, he is 6'5", 230 pounds. He played a ton of football as well. Coming out of high school, he's a four-star recruit, number 34 in the nation. And in 2016, he said, I'm going to go over to Michigan with Big Blue. Redshirted his freshman year, 2016, didn't play. 2017, he played in six games, with four of those being a start. He had a total of 57 of 108 passing, good for 52%, 672 yards, four touchdowns, two interceptions, so not too much going on there. 2018, didn't really see the field much at all. Played in four games, only had one pass for 8 yards, just wasn't able to get much doing on the field. 2019, he said, you know, I'm going to put in some work, and I am going to go and really get my shine in, right? He played in 11 games, right? And he did pretty good. 152 of 275, good for 55.3%, 1,884 yards, 18 touchdowns, only 8 interceptions. Not too bad for his first year coming over to Illinois. He unfortunately did miss the Michigan game, though, due to an injury. So he was not able to play his old team, but it is what it is. 2020, he was a redshirt senior. He played in five games at quarterback, started five of those, 39 of 80, 48%, 429 yards, three touchdowns, no INTs. And then he said, I'm going to come back in 2021 and put in my work, or I'm going to do it. And this year, he went 91 of 169 passing. That's good for 53.8%, 1,170 yards, seven touchdowns, and four interceptions. So when you look at the stats, nothing too outrageous. Really, his best year was in 2019, his first year at Illinois for the Fighting Illini. And he just, you know, it's just the numbers aren't something you need to look at. You need to look at the potential for this young man. Like I mentioned, he is a fifth-year senior. Came back for that after the COVID-shortened year he came. He wanted to play a little bit more football. He's older. He's 24. Like I said, he was born in October of 97. But let's talk more about him, what I like about him, his strengths, his weaknesses, and what he can potentially do at the next level, because he does have some solid stability, and I think he could really get some things going at the next level. So let's talk about, like I say, he's got pretty solid arm strength, right? It might not show in the numbers, but overall he does have that nice arm strength you like to look at in terms of a really solid quarterback, especially at the next level. He could also get done with his feet too a little bit. His rushing numbers aren't amazing by any means, but he can get it done. For his career stats here, let me get those pulled up real quick. In terms of rushing, in 2020 was his 2019 was his best year rushing. 74 rushes, 213 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So he can get it done with his legs if you do need him to avoid the sacks and just get a couple of yards on the play. He's good on intermediate and short routes for throwing. Long deep balls is a little bit tougher for him. That's why you don't see the numbers as inflated as other players. Some things, too, like I say, he's played 6 years, so he does have more experience. That could be both a positive and also could be a negative. It just kind of depends. Some people will say, oh, you know, he came back for that 6th year to really prove himself, and I think he did, just because he wasn't able to play a whole lot in 2020 because he did have some COVID symptoms, unfortunately, and he wouldn't come back. Just play a little more football. There's nothing wrong with that. So I think he made a good move in coming back for his 5th year to just try and help him out a little bit more.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Some more things that he could maybe work on at the next level. Obviously, like I said, his numbers weren't super impressive, but he is he does need a little bit of help, like I mentioned, with the deep ball. That's kind of his one thing that he's never gotten under wrap that he can definitely work on. Like I said, he's just not too consistent. He's been injured a little bit, and that could be a little bit of a stigma coming into the draft injured. But overall, if you look at him, I think that you're going to see someone who is disciplined, who remains patient in the pocket, and if not going to get scared whenever he sees some people coming at him. He's someone who you can get as, I think, a quality backup in a mid to late round, and just have him work through your system, whether it's if he has to step in for somebody, or who knows, he could always just shock the world and become a very good starter one day. I have no doubt in my mind he could do that. But it's just that with the game film, with everything else with him playing an extra year, with the injuries he's had, and with the somewhat subpar numbers he's had throughout his career, both in Michigan and Illinois, I think he'll go as a backup, a later round draft pick, someone who needs to develop a little bit more in the NFL, but someone who, if you know, if your quarterback needs a scheme about a playoff or a couple of, you know, might have a small injury and he might need to step in for a game or two, I think he's a solid backup. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's a lot of guys in the league who are backups for life, and they, you know, they get paid good money,
and they still get to be on the team, play football, and take a good bit of quality snaps. But like I said, it wouldn't surprise me at all if this guy became a starter, but I just see him more as a backup for the time being, just based off his past injuries and his lack of production at Illinois. But like I said, he does have some solid throw power. Like I said, he just needs to work on his accuracy with the deep ball, and I think he could get it done one day in the National Football League. So please leave a comment. Where do you think Brandon Peters will get drafted this upcoming NFL draft in April? We love seeing your comments on Facebook and YouTube.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And if you haven't done so already, please go over and check out the podcast. Available anywhere listed podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it, you can find it at 100th Football with tons of amazing content, draft prospects, team previews, legends interviews, history specials with talking about some of the greatest games, greatest teams, greatest players with our guy Vincent Turner. Of course, we have Bobby Butler, our amazing former NFL player, bringing his knowledge to the game. Myself, Jeremiah Long, bringing the good work. And also our recurring guests, right? We got Ronnie G, our female correspondent, and former NFL draft scout Daniel Kelly, bringing their expertise. We've been doing a ton of draft prospect videos, so please go over on our Facebook, over on our YouTube, and check out all the work we've been doing for pretty much, I think, since December. So for about 3 or 4 months now, we've been bringing you pretty much every single draft prospect that I can think of. So please go over there and show us some love if you ever do so. That'd be great. So I've been your host this morning, Logan Layers, talking about Brandon Peters, the quarterback from Illinois. What do you think about him? Drop a comment. But before I go, guys, thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you again on another live video. Be safe, and we'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.